Good morning, this is Zara and Brooke with your 10 a.m. deadlines. In local news, members of the local autism community in Ipswich will have their say on the new national autism strategy over the coming months. Federal member for Blair Shane Newman is calling for people in Ipswich to make submissions via discussion paper and guided questionnaire which is available online. For more information about the strategy and how to participate in consultations, head to engage.dss.gov.au on the Developing the National Autism Strategy page.
A new report released by consulting group RSM claims a surging population growth could threaten Brisbane's cultural identity. With an influx of new residents from Sydney and Melbourne and the prospect of growth in the lead-up to the 2032 Olympic Games, Brisbane is becoming a world city. RSM's managing partner in Brisbane, Steve Healy, says, quote, "Brisbane is becoming a world city, but we need to preserve what makes us special and be clear about the type of city we aspire to be," end quote.
In national news, Uluru visitor numbers have declined significantly post-COVID, with a $200 million hit to the tourism industry. The Northern Territory's tourism minister is urging Australians to visit the NT and is asking airlines to give the NT a fair deal. Parks Australia claims the decreased numbers are due to cost and availability of flights, international exchange rates, increased competition as Australians return to overseas travel, and the slow return of international visitors.
Postal vote applications for the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum closed this Wednesday. Eligible Australians have just over 48 hours left to apply for a postal vote. You can apply for a postal vote if you are outside the electorate where you are enrolled to vote, if you are travelling, if you are more than 8 kilometres from a polling station, if you can't leave your workplace to vote, if you are unwell, and if you have religious beliefs that prevent you from attending. You can find the full list of eligibility requirements and apply for a postal vote at aec.gov.au. For First Nations listeners who would like support during this time, call 13YARN on 139276 for free and confidential support by mob for mob.
In international news, Japan has issued a tsunami advisory warning for the Izu, Ogasawara island areas, 600 kilometers south of Tokyo. The announcement follows an earthquake of an unknown magnitude at 5:25 a.m. local time near Torishima Island, with tsunami waves of up to 1 meter predicted. A 6.3 magnitude earthquake previously hit Ishikawa Prefecture back in May earlier this year, which killed one person and injured 20.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.